I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. As the United States enters its ninth year in Afghanistan, President Obama and his national security advisors are debating strategy for the region. Some of those advisors have been reading up on the Vietnam War to try to avoid the mistakes of the past. There's been a lot of talk about Afghanistan as the latest Vietnam, and that made us wonder in what ways the two are different. The World's Jeb Sharp reports.
You can't avoid the analogy. For a year or more, it's been tossed around by all manner of commentators. Marilyn Young, a historian at New York University, says the comparison is instructive, but you have to tread carefully.
Afghanistan and Vietnam could not be more different in terms of, well, everything. History, the nature of the insurgencies, the history of the insurgencies, all of that. There's really just no resemblance. Where there is an analogy, and something maybe to be learned, is on the American side. That is, how did the United States approach interventions of this type?
Like Presidents Kennedy and Johnson, President Obama is having to make agonizing decisions about strategy in the context of rising casualties, murky goals, and a lengthening conflict. Amin Tarzi directs Middle East Studies at Marine Corps University. He says the nature of the presidential decision-making is analogous, but not the nature of the two wars.
I mean, look at it. Vietnam was, if you go deep down into the type of warfare, it was a jungle warfare. Here you have a very much a different terrain. It was a country where to which we had access from the sea. This is a landlocked country. I always caution for making comparisons, because then once you make comparisons, we bring in preconceived ideas of a history past and then try to apply them to the current. And I think then we create our own realities and our own narratives, which are not really Afghan-related.
Terrorism expert Peter Bergen of the New America Foundation dismisses comparisons between the two wars. He says, for a start, the Vietnam War was orders of magnitude larger.
Millions of civilians were killed. It was a superpower proxy war between the Soviet Union, Mao's China, and the United States. The North Vietnamese army was 500,000 men strong with artillery. The Taliban is maybe 20,000, very lightly armed. I mean, these wars are on such different scales. 155 American soldiers were killed last year in Afghanistan. 155 American soldiers were dying every 4 days in 1968.
Vietnam expert Gareth Porter says Bergen's argument makes sense to a point, but he argues the better analogy is an early period in the Vietnam War. Communists took over large areas of the countryside without firing a shot because of what he calls the fecklessness of the South Vietnamese government. That, Gareth Porter says, is not so different from the way the Taliban have expanded their influence because of the ineptitude of the Afghan government. Still, Peter Bergen says it's important to focus on Afghanistan itself and not dwell on comparisons.
You know, I don't think this is going to be Obama's Vietnam. It's not going to be Obama's Iraq. It could be Obama's Afghanistan, meaning that, you know, it's got its own set of problems.
President Obama and his advisors are working on those problems right now. The overall lesson they seem to be taking from Vietnam is the need to get the strategy right. Marilyn Young of NYU says it's striking, though, that in all the effort to completely rethink strategy, there's one option that doesn't seem to be coming up.
What hasn't been talked about is non-military approaches, by which I don't mean compromising with various dastardly groups. I mean the possibility of a regional conference that takes into account all of the competing and conflicting interests, Russian, Chinese, Iranian, Indian, and Pakistani.
Young says that's probably pie in the sky at this point, given that the debate now seems to center on whether to stay the course or add even more troops to the fight. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp.